You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. JSIF's Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, is coming to a close. The program has been operating in 12 communities across the island, and for the last 7 years, the ICBSP has been helping to improve the quality of life of residents through the provision of social services and infrastructural development. On this edition of Inside Our Communities, we'll take a look at one of the environmental interventions carried out under the Inner City Basic Services Project in these targeted communities. We spoke to Environmental Wardens Coordinator Gary Blair to get a feel for why these interventions were needed in the first place.
Well, the inner city communities, they are usually plagued with high incidences of improper waste management. There's always a heavy pile up of garbage. When you go into some communities, you will see a lot of pampers on the road, bag, juice bag, candle bag, old furniture and all that.
It was deemed appropriate to have some personnel within the target community training the best practice of how to really manage their waste and to generate green areas. So we came together and formulated a training program to have these persons so educated.
Philip Morgan, Senior Investigator at the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA. As a result of the intervention, 35 residents from the 12 ICBSP communities island-wide received training in the areas of sustainable waste management practices and the proper handling, storage, and disposal of waste. The residents were also given a course on Jamaica's solid waste management laws and regulations.
Under the National Solid Waste portfolio, they are now gazetted officers, so they can enforce all aspects of the National Solid Waste Management Act and the associated regulations. They were also trained in fire prevention and how to identify fire hazard. They were trained how to identify the various public health issues that might arise in the various communities and how best to treat with it.
Here's a look at some of the tasks which are carried out daily by the newly gazetted officers.
Under the Solid Waste Act, they look out for persons who improperly store their garbage, and they will either issue litter tickets or what is called removal notice for the areas to be cleaned up and to be presented in a manner that is acceptable to the authority.
Lorena Facey from Shelter Rock in St. Catherine is one of the newly trained environmental wardens. She's enjoying her new role, which gives her an opportunity to keep her community clean.
Since the environmental thing coming, we have to come in very regular. So normally we don't have to ticket anybody right now, but first of all, we give them a warning notice. Then we show them the book, go to the business areas in the community, empower them what to do, get a rubbish bag, regardless of the bottle, separate the bottle from the rubbish. We have a rubbish to come and pick it up, they agree on doing that and stuff like that. Community people are socializing with us. I feel good in myself because it empowers me because they look up to me.
Lorena Facey, environmental warden in Shelter Rock St. Catherine. The NSWMA's Philip Morgan says Ms. Facey's experience is not unique, as environmental wardens across the 12 ICBSP communities are also thankful for the opportunity to be change makers.
All were over-enthused. They saw it as empowerment. They saw it as playing an integral part in getting their community to be a aesthetically sound environment.
That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For more information on this and other programs, call 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.